Welcome back on the Sports Ticket, Katy Country 94 Sports. Dusty Donis joined now by the new head football coach of the Smith Center, Redmond, Mike Rogers, with us. Coach, first of all, congratulations on getting the new gig. I know this is kind of old hat to you. You've been with the program all the way since back in 2000 and before that since 92 when you came back home to Smith Center. You were the junior high head football coach. So obviously you know the area. Everybody in town knows who you are. So it's kind of probably a bit of a seamless transition, but you're not going to go changing anything up, are you, with Redmond football, right?
Well, I don't think there's any big changes. You know, I think the people who've been a part of Redmond football since Coach Barta came in, a 77, you know, a 40-plus years of watching Redmond football expect certain things. You know, I don't think they want to show up on a Friday night and not recognize what we're doing.
When you look at that, though, and now understand that you are the head coach, what does it mean to you to be in those shoes now? And obviously you've got some big shoes to fill as far as when you take over the head coaching position, but I know that Coach Barta and Coach Sass would both tell you that your whole staff has really been the reason that you've had this much success. But what does it mean for you to be called the head coach now?
No, well, you know, it's a great honor. We've had great coaches here, and that's, you know, one of the only reasons why did I agree to do it is because I knew I'd have other great coaches around me. So football's not a job where a one coach can do everything. It takes great assistance to be around you, and I know we'll still have that here. So that was one reason why I decided to step up and take the job.
When you kind of look back at what you guys have been able to accomplish there at Smith Center and kind of looking forward, when you see all that, what's the energy like when you take over this program and moving forward as the head coach, and what do you feel like this program can continue to do?
Well, I think the expectation of Smith Center always is you'd like to be the last team standing at the end of the year, and that's kind of always you know, the attitude that we've had going into every year, and we don't want that to change. We're just going to try to identify the things that we think we can do a little bit better and try to get better at those things and just, you know, keep doing what we've been doing for the last 40 years. You know, is it to think that I'm the third coach in Smith Center in the last 40 years? That's has had something to say about the consistency, and I think that's one of the very big reasons why we've been so successful is because we've been consistent in, you know, who's been running the program and what we do in the program. So, you know, we're looking to keep that pretty much the same.
I know, obviously, as you were an assistant coach and moving to the head coaching position, that will leave kind of a vacancy and a spot for another assistant coach to come in. Do you have any idea how you fill out the staff? And does the rest of the staff kind of just stay the same and just move forward?
You know, that's something that we're still working on. I'm trying to figure out who that person is going to be and how we're going to fill Coach Sass's spot. We've got some people in mind, and we've got some good people on our junior high staff right now that the majority of them have been former Smith Center players as well. So, you know, we're still trying to work out those details, but, you know, it's probably going to have a pretty heavy Smith Center flavor to it.
Mike Rogers, the new head coach of the Smith Center Redmond football team. Coach, I certainly thank you for taking some time to be with us here. Congratulations on the new gig, and we'll look forward to talking with you in the fall, all right?
Sounds great.